and the Chachamim. The Mishnah begins, Ochel parud enu mitzdaref divrei bidosef, and harkonis chachamim mitzhawi mitzdaref. So here it's similar to the debate we saw yesterday regarding what combines for Tumah, but here referring to food that is Tameh. Now, for Tameh food to pass on Tumah, it has to be at least the size of a beta, size of an egg. However, the food in question here is actually all in crumbs and all the small pieces. So the question is, can these small pieces combine together to make that small shiur? According to Rebbe Dosser ben Harkonis, he says they cannot combine, much like the Yesed Bishvas he also held about the half kazayits not being able to combine. Chachamim only say, yes, they can combine. The Kanti cites an opinion that the Chachamim say only will combine if they're all sort of floating together in liquid. That's when they combine. But let's learn the next case. This is the second of the cases in this Mishnah. Mechalin Ma'aseh Sheni Al Asimon. So if you remember, Ma'aseh Sheni refers to the second tithe that is separated from one's produce in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year. Now that produce is meant to be taken to Shalai Nidah and eaten there. However, what one can do in order to lighten the load, they can transfer the Kedusha onto money and take the money to Shalai Nidah and buy food and consume it there, ideally a korban. So the question that's debated is, can one use an asimon? So Mishnah says, Mechalin Ma'aseh Al Asimon. Now asimon is a token. It was a coin that doesn't have a form on it. So that's a P. Rabbi Dosser that it can be used, because the Pasuk says, V'tzarata kesef b'yadecha, he says, anything that's nitzra, or any type of coin that one can contain in one hand, collect in one's hand, that would be sufficient. Chachamim, however, say no. Chachamim, ein mechaladin. One cannot. One requires a coin. V'tzarata says he needs a tzura. So it has to be a proper coin with a proper printing on it. So in other words, a normal coin. That's P. Chachamim. The third case in this mission is matbilim yadayim lechatat. Now, here this fish is referring to Mechatat. Mechatat refers to the water on which the ashes of the Parodama have been sprinkled, and it's that water that's used to purify someone who had become Tamemet as part of a 7-day purification process. So there are stringencies when it comes to entering the Tumantara, when it comes to the Mechatat. So the first opinion to Rabbi Yossi, which says, Matbilim Yadayim Lechatat, means as follows. We've learned previously that one's hands have learned can become Tameh, and this Tumah is rabbinic. So, for example, if someone handled Tameh food, normally it's sufficient for one to simply wash their hands. For Korbanot, however, one would need to immerse these hands in the mikvah in order to make them tahor. So, Rebbe Dosser says that would be exactly the same for Mechatat as well. Whenever there's someone who wanted to handle the Mechatat in order to, say, take it to someone to purify them. However, Chachamim or Rim say no. Im nitpu yadav nitma gufo. When it comes to Mechatat, it's even more strict than the world of Korbanot, as we'll learn about much more detail in the Sechta Parah. So, therefore, if someone's hands become Tameh, they themselves are considered tam, and they need to go to the mikvah. Let's add Mishnah Gimel. Me'ei avatiach huknivat hayarak shel truma ribidosa matu lazarin achamim osuin. So here referring to the juice from a watermelon or the pips, and knivat hayarak refers to the leaves and the like from vegetables, usually discarded. And the vegetable or the avatiach in this case was truma. So kundra ribidosa, since these things are usually discarded, it's not even considered food. Therefore, he says that a non-Kohen, even though a non-Kohen is not allowed to eat truma normally, they would be able to eat these normally discarded things and not considered food. Chachamim, however, they say osrin. Chachamim say, no, it's still considered truma, even though they're normally discarded, has kedusha truma, and therefore a non-Kohen is not allowed to consume it. And final case in this mission is as follows. Chamisha reichel kuzuzot mane mane upras chayabu brishtagez divrei ribidosa chachamim lim chamisha kol kosham. Here we're referring to the mitzvah of Reshit HaGez. So that mitzvah is if someone has a significant amount of sheep and he shears it, the first of the shearings is another one of these gifts that are given to the Kohanim and has to be separated and given to the Kohen. The question is, how much is enough? I mean, how much is significant? So Beit Shammai says, as long as you've got two sheep, that's enough. Beit Hillel, this is not in this Masechtah, specifically says it's five. Now, both opinions in this Mishnah, both agree it has to be five, but the question is, what's the yield, meaning how much wool has to be produced, such that despite the fact one has five sheep, maybe there's still a minimum yield, a minimum amount of wool that this sheep has to produce in order to now require a sheet, I guess. So according to Rebbe Dosser, as we just learned, Rishna, it's mane or maneku pras, which means that he needs 1.5 mane, which is 150 dinars worth. And that's a weight for each and every animal. Less than that, it's not considered gez, it's not considered a shearing. So Kati says it's about 600 grams, and my notes here, I've got 637 grams per sheep. The Chachamim were in Chachamim, however, say, Chamesh Rekolo Kol Shehen. Kwen Chachamim, you need five sheep, but it's a Kol Shehen, meaning what they produce can even be the smallest amount. And that's what Kol Shehen usually means. However, the Gemara explains that the only reason why the Mishnah uses the language of Kol Kohen in this context is compared to the requirement of Idosa, it's really much smaller. However, I mean, still agree there has to be at least a small amount. There is a minimum amount these sheep have to produce of wool. And what is it? That is, for all the sheep, it is 12 slahim. Now, the 12 slahim is, I've got here on my notes on the side, about 200 grams. So compared to Rabbi Dosa, who was about bit over 600 grams per sheep, he is 200 entirely. So that's why, relative to Rabbi Dosa, that's why Mishnah says, Chachamim Omrim, Chamesh V'Kol Shechen, even the smallest amount. Those are Mishnah today.